Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's right on 10 o'clock at Sky Sports Radio. Well, Darren Weerkamp and Jared McLean, of course, a foreman for him, a trainer in his own right. Success on the weekend in Perth with Voodoo Lad. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, he's a terrific horse, this Blake. He's just one of the most consistent group horses around, isn't he?
Yeah, that was very much deserved for that horse. He's been knocking on the door in the big group ones, and just his racing pattern where you've got to go back, come out wide and use him to produce that barnstorming finish. It doesn't always eventuate. You're relying on a lot of luck. But on Saturday, the speed was on. He got to the right part of the track, and Ollie was able to really wind him up, and he was outstanding. And, yeah, as I say, very much deserved winner.
And I think the key there is when the pace is on, because, as you said, he does tend to get back. He's always got to make his own luck, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, like, he drew a good barrier in the Goodwood, and Ben Allen, you know, used his barrier and settled three back the fence. Same as in the Stradbroke, he drew a nice alley, and we tried to ride him forward, and it just doesn't work for him. You've half got to ride him ugly, and as I say, back wide, let rip late, and if it eventuates, I don't think there's any horse in the country with as big a finish as him when things are right.
Jared, he's a tough bloke because he trialled in May. He started at Doombin in June in the Stradbroke. And, I mean, he basically he's raced sort of from the Goodwood through with just 3 and 4 week breaks.
Yeah, he absolutely loves stable life. He's a pleasure to have around. He goes to the beach every day in between gallops and in between runs. So I think we've got the key to him. And he'll return on a flight in the next couple of days back to Warrnambool. And no doubt we'll do similar. He won't go to the paddock. We'll just tick along and pick our way through the better group ones. And as I say, he's not going to win it out of turn, but when things go right, there's certainly another one in him.
So is he the horse, rather than give him long spells, you better just give him small let-ups?
Small let-ups. Obviously, if he happens to need a little bit more time, we have got the alternative of sending him to Darren's Farm at Bolden and doing, you know, a couple of weeks behind the bike or something in the heavy sand, which has really agreed with him on this occasion from working in at Lindsay Smith's over there at Casarina. So, yeah, as I say, he'll remain in work and we'll just pick our way through and hopefully can win another Group 1 before the end of the season.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that track at Maldon, the complex that Darren Weir's put together. You've got, like, a heavy sand track there. Lindsay Smith, as you mentioned, in Western Australia uses it. A lot of the harness blokes over there use it. What do you find's the best benefit of that?
Oh, it's a good way to get good, solid work into an unsound horse without hammering them on firm ground and not at speed. You do your slow work in it, and even just by letting them roll up in the bridle, it's still really good work for them. And, you know, Voodoo, he's had knee surgery. He's had a couple of issues in the past. So it's really helped him the 3 weeks he's had over there. And we've had great benefit with horses working in the deep sand.
All right. Now, how's your horse going? Your training, Trap for Fools? You're all set to go around the Kingston Town Classic?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm actually in transit now, heading back there to be in Perth tomorrow morning. He'll gallop on the course proper with Iconoclasm and Juniper, and you know, we'll get a bit of a guide where we're at then, but at this stage everything's good. He's settled in well. He's just been going to the beach, and on alternative days he's been working in the heavy sand as well. So, you know, he's great, but there was a couple of emerging stars in Perth last weekend of Bob Peters, which really make the race interesting now.
Have you galloped him much since he won the McKinnon?
No, he had one tick over gallop at Lark Hill last Tuesday morning. I was there for that, and he stretched out nicely, but he'll have his final and most serious piece of work tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, good luck with him. Sounds like all's going well, and the stable's in form as well. So Juniper and Iconoclasm, are they going around next Saturday too?
Yeah, Iconoclasm will take his spot in the Kingston Town. It's probably not suited at weight for age at this stage of his career, but it's a nice option for him getting out to the 1800. And obviously, Junipal, it's actually done him well being over there by two training in the deep sand, and he'll run in a restricted three-year-old race over 1400.
All right, terrific. Good luck, and let's hope Trap for Fields can reproduce that McKinnon form for you, Jared.
No worries at all. Thanks very much.